Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. We are so excited to have this show today. It is almost the end of Women's History Month, and we have been speaking to some amazing women all month. Of course, NABWIC is the voice of black women in construction, and we're always excited to talk with women and men as well, but with women who have empowering stories. So today, I'm Odedra Williams, and I am joined with amazing co-hosts, Jackie Perry, who is just rock star, and we love her so much. Gerald Barnes, who's always around to help us. We have Zakiya Flagg, who is going to be the main host today. And always with us is Ursula Odom, who is just a technology whiz, and she's helping us in production. So, again, this is Women History Month, and we're excited to have our guest today. She is powerful. And before we get Zakiya to introduce her, I am excited, as always, to welcome the one, the only, the master builder, a woman who is a force within a force, Ms. Ann McNeil. Mrs. Ann McNeil, could you please come on and tell us more about today?
All right. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I am in D.C. today, Washington, D.C., but I do want to just remind all of our listeners, you cannot hear this enough. Okay, I cannot say it enough, right? We are the voice of black women in construction. And I like to contend and suggest not just black women in this industry, but we are the voice of this industry. As we continue to advocate for women-owned businesses, especially black women-owned businesses, as we continue to create strategic environments that continue to support educational, entrepreneurial, and professional networks and connections, and also as we continue to train the next generation of black women in the construction industry. But when you think about our vision, today is a great example of our vision. Our vision is to continue to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that continue to provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in our industry. And when you think about transportation in particular, everything starts really and ends, if you really stop and think about it, with transportation. So today I'm very excited to be a part of the COPTO transportation event, partnering with USDOT, whereby we are having a conversation about transportation and the good, the bad. I like to call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. But before I can go there, I have to also give a shout-out to the Atlanta women of this organization who participated yesterday in the ATL Next event honoring Mayor Jackson, and also individuals who, one of our members actually received an award, Ms. Denise, for being one of the major organizations in the Atlanta area. But today I'm excited to be a part of a panel with April Ray, who's the president of COPTO, Dr. Destiny Guzman from C- She's the CEO of Thrivance Group, Ebony Wimbush, CEO of AMAC, Hillary Norton, which is the commissioner for the California Transportation Commission, also Sarah Stickler, president of WTS, and Veronica Vanderpool from Federal Transit. We will be discussing intersectional gender justice in transportation, and that's just everybody, if you will. And I just wanted to just start this conversation off by sharing that because our special guest today, has been in this industry maybe a little longer than me. So you can go ahead and laugh about that, Crystal. We've known each other for a very long time, and I am actually very honored to hear your story, Crystal. But I'm going to go ahead and turn this back over to Zakiya and Odedra as we go ahead and get this party started. This is going to be an exciting podcast. I want to remind everybody, please remember to comment, like, and share the podcast. Comment, like, and share the podcast. And Jackie, we didn't discuss this, but I am desperately trying to make this live on YouTube while we share. So everybody, listen, have a great day, and let's get this party started. Thanks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. It is me, your host, Zakiya. I am so happy to be here. Yes, yes, yes. As everyone has said before me, we are wrapping up Women's History Month in a wonderful way. We've had some great, great, great trailblazers earlier this month. We spoke with Tamika Lowe. We spoke with M. Gill and Associates. And today, we are going to be speaking with Crystal Stowe from Smoot Construction. NABWIC Talks continues to celebrate. We're honored to feature Crystal Stowe, Vice President at Smoot Construction Company of Washington, D.C., in this episode, a former TV news anchor turned construction industry luminary. Crystal embodies the spirit of innovation and resilience. With over two decades shaping strategic community alliance and diversity programs, she's not just a leader, she's a visionary advocating for inclusive growth. Crystal's career is a testament to breaking barriers and fostering change, making her a perfect figure to highlight during Women's History Month. From media to managing marketing, communication, subcontracting, workforce diversity, at Smoot Construction, her journey reflects a dedication to advancing not only the industry, but also the communities that it serves. Join us as we dive into the contributions of Crystal Stowe, exploring how her leadership and her commitment to diversity enrich the construction sector. It's a story of empowerment, innovation, and the profound impact one individual can have on paving the way for future generations in construction. I'm super excited. I'm super, super excited. We're going to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, Crystal Stowe is in the studio with us, and she's going to jump right in, and she's going to speak with us. So right now, we're going to take a short commercial, and we'll be right back.
Greetings. My name is Catrell McNeil. I am the Chief Customer Experience Officer with Customer Habitat, a business architecture experience firm. I participate as the National Communications Chair and the Texas Area President. I am appreciative and excited about how NABWIC is working to build more opportunities for women of color in construction. It is important for me to support women having a voice in construction because women have been in this industry for many years, and I believe it is an honor to help build many opportunities not only in construction, but healthcare, education, and more. My name is Catrell McNeil. Please join us in celebrating women in construction.
Hello, it's me, Zakiya. Hello, it's me, Zakiya. We're back. And without further ado, I would like to welcome in our studio this morning Ms. Crystal Stowe from Smoot Construction Company. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're so happy to have you. How has Women's History Month been treating you? Did you do anything special this month? I know me, myself, every Women's History Month, I always like to do something. I like to participate in something. I like to have something. I like to honor something. I like to do a post. I like to do something. So did you do anything specific this month around Women's History Month? Just curious.
For me, it was about being able to honor some of the women-owned subcontractors that we've worked with over the years and celebrate their growth and accomplishments. And I was honored to do so, to share their stories and lift up their successes for others to perhaps emulate and strive for.
That's fantastic. And you're also joining us, so we appreciate you for that. So tell us a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to do what you do now. Because 2 decades is a very, very long time. So tell us about that.
When I started out in my professional career, I was a bit of a vagabond. And most reporters are. They rarely stay longer than a couple of years at a particular television station before they're moving on to another opportunity in a larger TV market. But once I left television, I was really looking for a place to call home. And for me, that place was Smoot Construction Company. It has been quite a journey, quite an adventure, but also an honor for me to have the opportunity to help a minority-owned general contractor and construction management firm to grow and to enjoy some measure of success in the Washington, D.C. market.
Very, very nice. What does a day in the life of Crystal Stowe consist of? So vice president at Smoot Construction, what does that mean exactly? What does your day look like?
Rarely are my days the same. And I'll give you a very recent example of where my day started with meetings with a potential client, some architects and engineers who we are looking to do business with, as well as meetings with potential subcontractors. That's a typical day. Right? But then my day took a sort of a sharp right turn, and I found myself planning a photo shoot for several of our projects that are nearing completion. And so that led me into the field to talk with our project team about the current progress of construction and what it's going to take to get to final completion, and then map out a series of photographs that we'll be taking with a professional photographer. And then my day took another turn to where I was conducting a class for some Hispanic businesses that are interested in how they can not just grow, but survive. And I think it's important to think about the distinction, because many of us will experience very rapid growth in a short period of time, but what happens when things level off? Are we prepared? Have we made the right investments in our companies to survive
those downturns. I can tell you that having worked at Smoot for, it's almost 30 years now, that we've had our share of ups and downs. And I've always managed to keep my seatbelt buckled good and tight, like they always tell you on the airplane, because we've encountered plenty of turbulence over the years. And so you've got to know if you're going to be successful in the construction industry, you got to be prepared for the feast and the famine.
You know, it's funny that you say that and that you say it that way, Crystal, because I've always said in the construction industry that the jobs only last as long as the jobs last, because as we know, construction is building, right? Mm-hmm. So the projects themselves are, let's say the project is a year long, then the project is a year long. You have to always have something in your pipeline in order to be on to the next job. So you are absolutely right. If it's not always something there in that pipeline for you to be prepared for the next project or the next feast, if you will, then there will be a little bit of turbulence along the way. So I like that you brought that up. I like that you highlighted that. And I also like that you gave us an example of how you deal with that, meaning that you keep your seatbelt buckled. That's fantastic. Tell us something about what you enjoy most about what. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, what I was going to add to that is that, and it leads into where I think your next question was going, which is, what do I like about being in this industry? I when those, you talk about having something in your pipeline, and because I work specifically in marketing and business development at Smoot DC, we're always having to take a long view. We're looking at opportunities that are 7 to 10 years down the road and working toward positioning ourselves so that when, you know, the RFP comes out, we are well positioned to win that opportunity. Because if we wait until something hits the streets, the likelihood of us being towards the back of the line in terms of being considered for that opportunity is extremely high. So for us, it's always about taking the long view, planning way ahead. That also includes planning what resources, what talents, what skills, what, past project experience that we need from our employees to be able to then service those clients. You know, the time to go after data center work or hospital work is years before that the actual construction begins. Because if I don't exactly currently have the right people to go after that work, we've got to find them. And then we've got to bring them into our culture so that they understand how we do business at Smoot, so that they can then help us secure that contractor opportunity.
Absolutely. So you have to source and sometimes build the team at the same time. I get it.
Yes.
I get it. That makes sense. So with that said, are there, like, what's on the horizon? Like, what's your, do you guys have anything that you're currently pursuing, or I should say, what are you doing? What's next for you guys? What's next for you, Crystal?
Well, we're always pursuing work. That's one of the things I enjoy most about my job, is that it's, you know, there's this constant churn. And at this point in my seniority, Anne, I still have the energy and the passion and the drive to find that next opportunity, to go to networking events, to you know, to do the high heels on the ground that's needed to develop relationships with those clients. You know, we're not a we always prefer to negotiate opposed to competitively bid, but our ability to do that is clearly dependent on the relationships that we're able to forge with our clients. We do quite a bit of repeat business with clients, some of whom we've worked for, gosh, in D.C., I guess since the 80s. And those kinds of relationships are like gold. But
of course,
we never, ever rest on our laurels. We don't make any assumptions that the opportunity is ours, that the next opportunity is ours because we got the last one. Sometimes because we got the last one, it means we may have to wait a cycle or two before it's our turn again. But when you deliver excellent customer service and you have some of the best subcontractors in this country working on your team, that increases your chances of success the next time around.
You know what, Crystal, you said something that really, really, really struck a serious nerve with me in a good way. You said that you actually still have the passion and or the fire in you to go to networking events and network. And Crystal, I'm going to tell you right now, girl, I'm burnt out. I've been, whew, Lord have mercy. So my question is, do you have any advice or any suggestion for our listeners as far as, A, how do you keep that particular fire lit? And it may sound like a corny question, but it's so necessary when you are building relationships that do need to lead to work, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's a very necessary skill, but it's a skill that's easily burnt out, you know, because you go, you give the cards, and then it fizzles out, and they don't reply to the email. You know what I mean? So please give our listeners any type of help that you can or suggestions that you can around that. And how do you keep that fire lit? Is it your status? Is it the VP status? What is it?
I don't know that I have the answer, but what I find works for me when my flame is low on my candle is to practice good self-care. Sometimes that means of visiting the third job site that day. Maybe I'll only do two, and my third stop is for a pedicure. Now, can I get an amen about the joys of a wonderful pedicure? I can unplug mentally. And I can just enjoy the wonderful benefits of that experience. So maybe it's, for someone else, it's a massage. It could be a walk around the park. You know, the cherry blossoms were in bloom here in D.C. That's a wonderful sensory experience to have, just to spend 30 minutes to an hour walking, getting fresh air in your lungs. Reading, meditating, enjoying.
So check in with self.
Check in with self.
Even when
I'm grinding out one proposal after another, I've usually got jazz in my earbuds. Because that also helps to sort of settle me and center me.
Okay. Fair enough. So I want to know on that note, what is one of your biggest accomplishments that you've accomplished in your career that you're so proud of, one of those ones that we know, you know, I really did that. It's award-winning. You're very proud of it. It's a huge accolade. But before you answer that, I do want to let our listeners know that they can dial in to ask you questions. They can dial in to 714-459-3918. Also, our another guest host in our studio, Gerald, he's going to come on after our commercial break because he may have some questions for you as well. So before you answer that question, we are going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, Gerald's going to join the conversation with us. But I do want you to think about that. Just think about what was one of your biggest accomplishments, because we're going to talk about that as soon as we return from this quick commercial break. Okay, Crystal?
Right. We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
All right. Thank you. We are back, Crystal, and Gerald has joined us. So, yes. Welcome, Gerald.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. So, Crystal, we left off with your good morning. We left off with your biggest accomplishment, the one that makes you pop your collar. Yes, we want to know which one that is. Yes. Tell us.
Well, I've had the privilege of working on some of the most amazing construction projects in D.C., and you can already guess what my favorite project was, and that's the National Museum of African American History and Culture, not just because of it being this fantastic piece of the built environment and what it represents to our people, but also because of the men and women that I had the opportunity to work with building that museum. Incredibly talented individuals, and I'll never forget this young man who got his first construction job building the African American Museum. And when we opened the museum, he brought his son, who must have been about 6 or 7 years old at the time. And he said, "Son, I built that." Mm. And it brought tears to my eyes, Gerald, because that opportunity meant more to him than just the job. It's what it represented to his son, that next generation of a potential leader in our country.
Yes, he was able to set an example for his son. That's amazing. That's amazing. I love that. Yeah. Gerald, did you have any questions for Crystal?
Well, I always got questions for Crystal, and you always have a wonderful and powerful statement to have you thinking, because as you called me to come on, I didn't want to get off the edge of my seat because I was just taking it all in and just enjoying the information that was being put out there. So And this right there was one of the questions I had, so we got to answer it. Passion to continue to do this is because that six-year-old boy, you know, down the line, you're walking on a project and you're seeing that he's participating in the next bill of that kind of a magnitude. So
yes.
It's just more that I thank you, Crystal. I applaud you. And every time I get an opportunity to do some work with you, I'm definitely going to be right in place and right in time to be there. And to have you come on to our podcast just to give us a snippet of where NABWIC and the many, many wonderful women around the country can come and grow. We just want to continue to have you as one of our strategic partners and also a person that can just come in anytime and just say, hey. So not really any question, but just wanted to let you know and acknowledge you for who you are and just say we appreciate you and God bless you.
Well, you know, I appreciate you as well. This is a, you know, this is a tough industry. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful to God that I've been able to have some measure of success in this industry. I didn't think I would last, frankly, when I started in construction. I was often viewed as, I don't know of any nice way to say it, but as the help. You know, I was considered someone to go get the coffee or to set up the meeting room or, you know, go get this, go get that. And I had to learn to not just use my voice and speak up for myself and say, well, that's not my job. You know, I'm a project manager or, you know, I'm in charge of this meeting. I set the agenda. But also that I needed to keep my seat and not get up and go get it because someone asked for it or needed it. That can be a challenge for us as women because we are used to being nurturers and helping others and you know, always wanting to fix things. But, you know, over time you learn with maturity that you don't always have to be the one to fix it. And the reason why I think for me that this is a challenge for me personally is because being black and female, I've often been doubted or told what I couldn't do. I've been invisible before. And as black women, we know what that feels like, to be in a space and to be invisible. But I was raised by two very strong parents who motivated me to prove the doubters wrong. And I think that has led me to some of my career choices. I remember when I first started in television, I was told by my news director that I would never be successful because the audience wouldn't believe the news coming from a black woman. Not only did I prove him wrong, I eventually took his job.
Oh,
and
wow.
Sometimes
that's powerful.
You have to look beyond the way others see you, even in construction. When doubted. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, I don't mean to cut you off, Crystal. Let me ask you a question. What's one of the things when you first started out, like from now until then, what's one of the things that gave you your voice? And I say that because you said that when you first started, and for example, you were a project manager and now you're a VP, but when you were a project manager, you know, you were kind of intimidated to kind of stand for yourself and say, well, no, that's not my job. You know, I have a job with a little bit more authority. That's a little below my pay grade. That wasn't your words exactly. But my point is, what is it that gave you that inside, you know, fuel to say, no, that's not what I do? You know, what is it? What is it that changed that made you know, no, this is not correct? Because construction industry is male-dominated. We all know that. And sometimes being women in construction, it is hard for us to find our voices in construction to ask for things. It is. So what was it for you?
It was about hard work and preparation, being the most prepared person in the room so that when questions came up, even if they weren't looking to me for the answers, I'd have them. Being establishing myself as a resource, a trusted and credible resource. I'm not going to say invaluable, certainly valuable. Nothing happens, I believe, by luck or happenstance or by accident. It's about being prepared and being able to capitalize on an opportunity whenever it arises. And that's how I've conducted myself. I've been blessed with success, but I've also worked very hard for it. And I'm proud, and I'm proud of that hard work and preparation, seeing an obstacle or a barrier, and if I can't go over it, I'll look for a way under it or around it.
That's wonderful, Crystal. That's amazing. That's amazing. We're getting near the end of our show. We're not there yet, but I do have two more questions for you. I just wanted to know, is there anything that you know now that you wish you would have known when you started out? I just always want to know that. Like something simple.
Steel-toe work boots would be so uncomfortable.
That what? I'm sorry.
That steel-toe work boots would be so uncomfortable.
Oh, I know, right? Hello? And right, exactly. That such a safety item would be so uncomfortable. That's funny that you say that. Yeah, they really are uncomfortable
not,
and heavy,
they're
too.
They're not made for women.
They're
you know,
very heavy, and then the hard hats are tricky. That adjustable thing at the back, it's so hard to like adjust that thing. The little thing inside
right.
the hard hat is really hard to adjust. That's so funny. And then also, Crystal, we always ask our guests. We always ask that you share one of your favorite books or favorite authors or anything that you're currently reading. We always like to know that. Is there anything that you're reading currently or authors that you like or
oh my goodness.
Anything that you reference?
I'm a pretty voracious reader these days on Audible because I have a long commute every day, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half one way from, you know, office to home. And I'm usually reading about four or five books at any given time. The one that I'm probably most connected to right now is The Parable of the Sower. And the name of the author is going to escape me in this moment. But it is one that I am particularly engrossed in. The Parable of the Sower.
The Parable of the Sower. Okay. And audiobooks. I know they're so convenient, right? I'm not trying to expose my age, but I didn't grow up with that luxury. And they are a luxury, but I believe it or not, I still kind of like those paperbacks. I don't know. There's something about those paperbacks that are still convenient as well, although the audiobooks are a luxury
the
at the same
paper.
Time.
Yeah.
And just the flipping of it, and to me, it's easier to hold your place with the paper ones. But again, the audiobooks are a luxury as well. So, but thank you so much for sharing that. Did we have any questions? Gerald, do you know if we had any questions in our queue? Just curious. I don't know. I wasn't able to check in with our back office. So, Gerald, did you know if we had any questions?
No, not from my point. I don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I don't think we had any questions in our queue at this time, so we have to have you back at another time, Crystal. I am so happy that you were able to join us today. I just wanted to thank you so much for coming and just go over some of the highlights. Yes, and just go over some of the highlights that you gave us. Can you leave us with any positive words or any? I don't know, positive reinforcements. Like we like books. You already gave us a book, but we also like affirmative words, like affirmative actions. Like,
well, I want to. Maybe this is by way of an affirmation that
affirmation.
I'd like to share, and that is time that you encounter a closed door. Don't assume necessarily that it's a barrier to entry. It could be that whoever is on the other side is keeping the warmth in, and they're welcoming you to enter and find safety and respect and value on the other side of that closed door.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you to repeat that because normally I would, but that was a lot and powerful. So please, one more time, don't assume a closed door is a closed door. Please repeat that.
Yes.
That was amazing.
A closed door is a barrier to entry, but be closed because someone on the other side is keeping the warmth in. And they're welcoming you to enter and find safety and respect and value.
Wow. And with that, I want to thank you, Crystal Stowe from Smoot Construction, for joining us today and for closing out our very last Wednesday of National Women's History Month. This has been fantastic. You have been a fantastic guest for us, and we definitely want to have you back. Please, please, please come back. Are you a NABWIC member?
I am not.
Well,
why
not?
I have been in the past, but not currently.
In the past. Oh, my goodness. In the past, what? Well, you have to come back. I don't even know why. We could talk about it off air. I won't blow you up on air, but please come back and join NABWIC. Absolutely. We're doing so many amazing things, and we would love to have you back on the show, and we definitely would love to have you back as an active member with NABWIC. So please come back and join us. And everyone that's listening, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in with us every Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday at 8:30 a.m., 8:30 Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be here next Wednesday with another episode of NABWIC Talks Talk Radio. We'll see you then. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Bye-bye now.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.